Amen, amen. Oh, wonderful, beautiful Sunday school lesson. Just thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. Wonderful job, Brother Rakim and Sister Alicia. Y'all did an awesome job this morning. I think it's a wonderful way to open up this next quarter of our Sunday school lesson, and as we enter in a new season, and us thinking about the importance and the value of wisdom and heeding Lady Wisdom's call to turn, repent, to turn to God, to heed to all the instruction that is provided for us through God's Word. And as Pastor Thomas was telling us, there's such a wealth of knowledge and wisdom now that we can really take hold on if we focus on God's wisdom and on God's knowledge as opposed to the world's system and the world's way. I love that y'all brought out the point that we can't just do what we want to do. We need to be doing what God has called us to do. And that's a very extremely critical lesson to learn in life. It seemed like something so simple, but we really get caught up in our own ways and way of living and what we want to do, when we want to do it, and how we want to do it. But the wisdom that God teaches in His Word, if we just simply follow His direction, that we will have a lot more peace and we'll have a lot more joy in life. And that doesn't mean we're going to be free from, you know, trials and tribulations, but you cannot put a price tag on peace and joy in life as opposed to having unrest. And you know, when you can't sleep at night, you have no peace. And when the absence of joy in life really credits us with being able to not being caught up in what's going on, but who we belong to, you know. And so really appreciated that Sunday school lesson today. Enjoyed listening in this morning. I want to bring a message today to try to bring some encouragement for any and all of us who are going through a challenging, difficult time. And I was going through my archives. I've come upon this message, and I'm going to tweak it a little bit, but it's really about, I equate it to be, if you're a boxer, or you like boxing, whatever, being down, but you're not out, you know. And that's the way it is with God. As long as we are in this race, as long as He wakes us up another morning, we have another day and another opportunity to do His will and to do better than the day before. So simply title this message, Down But Not Out, Joy Comes in the Morning. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, thank You for this blessed day. Thank You, Father God, for this blessed time and occasion and an opportunity for us to come together as a body of believers to heed to Your Word today. Help us, Father God, to be obedient to the calling that You have placed on our lives. Help us, Father God, to be diligent to follow the principles that You've laid out in Your Word, to follow the example of Your Son, Jesus Christ, to love unconditionally, to continue to walk in the wisdom that You give us each and every day. We thank You, Father God, for that still small voice of the Holy Spirit that's always leading us and guiding us in the way that we should go. We thank You, Father God, for the comfort that the Holy Spirit provides to help us to get through those tough days, those hard days. Father God, as I bring this message today, none of me and all of You, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in Your sight, for You are my Lord and my Redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So, church, down but not out. Joy comes in the morning. I have 8 scriptures. I'm going to give you these 8 scriptures at the beginning so you can have them for your notes. I believe these 8 scriptures in this message, I know they will help you through this week. Let me give you these real quickly, and then I'll go straight into my message. So we'll begin in Psalm 30, verse 1 through 5. Psalm 30, 1 through 5. Philippians 4, verse 9. John 16:33, 2 Corinthians 4, verses 7 through 9, and 16 through 18, Romans 8:35 through 39, 1 Timothy 6 and 12, 1 Peter 2 and 20, and then we'll close with one of my favorite passages, Galatians 6, 9 and 10. Amen? Amen. Amen. So, we have to understand that we must keep trusting in God. And He alone will provide us with the peace that passes all understanding. When I talked about joy earlier on, understanding the difference between joy and happiness truly is understanding that happiness really depends on what's happening in your life. So when something good happens, you're happy. When something bad happens, you're not happy. That just goes on with life. And you're not going to be happy about everything that happens to you. But beyond that, we have to get to the point of understanding what God wants us to have is joy. Because joy is not dependent on what's happening. You can have joy every day, all day. And that comes with a perspective and a focus. So you might have something very hard you're going through or something challenging. But if your perspective and focus is on God, you won't be affected by what's trying to affect you. Amen? So now you're not letting the things of the world or your situations or your circumstances dictate how you react to a predicament, how you respond to someone who's coming at you in a foul way. Now my focus is on God because I know God is going to keep me centered. And if I stay focused on God, I'm not going to react in the wrong way. And I'm not going to become victim to my circumstances. That means my trials and tribulations are not going to start dictating my life, my moods, what I do or don't do. So now that's that joy that God wants us to stay focused on. That's the perspective about life. Life can be challenging. Life can be hard. The enemy is going to always try to focus on the most negative aspects of whatever you have in the day or whatever is coming in the weeks or days to come. Like, oh, look, you got this challenge, you got this going on. He's going to try to distract you by the things that you may be going through or the hurdles that you might have to get over instead of focusing on God, who's going to help you get through whatever the enemy might throw at you. No weapon formed against you will prosper. You're not worried about what the enemy is trying to do to you because you're so focused on pleasing God and doing the things that you know is going to bring you through those wilderness times. So our Lord and Savior, just like us, He was tempted in the wilderness. And we will be tempted with trials, with tribulations, with difficult situations to try to draw our focus and our perspective away. But we have to understand is how you view or think about that trial, how you view and think about that problem or whatever the issue is that you're dealing with. The enemy wants to rob us of our joy by distracting us from focusing on the truth. And we know that who the way, the truth, and the life is. That's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And church, make no mistake. You, like I, have a calling. And no matter what we face, no matter what we have to deal with, God has equipped us through Him to deal with whatever obstacle life tries to throw your way. But in the midst of all of that confusion and turmoil, we have to come to terms that we have to give Him the praise. Amen. That is why praise and worship is so important. It helps lift our spirits. It helps keep our focus on our deliverer, the one who's going to bring us through those trials and tribulations. Amen. So let's look at that Psalms 30. I'm going to pick up where we look at verses 1 through 5. Psalm 30. And I'm going to read from the New King James Version. It says, I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up. You have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried out to you, and you healed me. Verse 3, O Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You have kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Verse 4, sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. The enemy may come at you. So you have to understand, church, that I want to highlight a few things in that verse 5. Weeping may endure. That's something that could or could not happen. It may give you some tough and trying nights. It may do that. But the certainty comes after the comma where it says, but joy comes. That means it will and it does come in the morning. That's something you can be sure of. That's a promise from our Lord and Savior that we don't have to worry about. Joy does come. The enemy may come. Hardships may come. Tribulation may come. Trials may come. But Jesus will and does come. Joy will and does come. Victory will and does come. Salvation will and does come. Redemption will and does come. Amen. So when you are down and out, when you're having a trial or you're having a tribulation, know this, church, you're not out for the count. Because weeping may endure for the night, but joy does come in the morning. Amen. So even when things seem their darkest, we can be sure of this. His joy will outlast the night and bring a new morning. Amen. Night doesn't last forever, does it? We all went to bed last night. It didn't last all night. The sun came up this morning, right? So that's a promise from God that a new day is dawning. A new day is ahead. You can forget about the troubles of yesterday and focus on the present joy that God's trying to give you today. Amen? If you've been knocked down, you need to say, Lord, I don't know, where I need to begin, what I need to do. I was knocked down pretty good yesterday. It was a rough day. The enemy was coming at me left and right. He knocked me to my feet. Knocked me off my feet. So I'm down here on the ground, Lord. And I say, okay, well, that's a good place to be. You're down on the ground. You're on your knees. Well, stay down there and pray a little while. Amen. The Lord tells us in his word to pray without ceasing. Amen. So you pray on your knees until the Lord gives you the strength to get up and take on whatever he'd had for you to do for today. Amen. He'll give you the strength to get back up and to continue to persevere and to continue to endure. He'll give you the direction and the call that you need to be doing for that day. Amen. And you can't worry about tomorrow, next week, whatever. You take each day, one day at a time. Amen. He gives us each day our daily bread. He gives you what you need for the day. So that's what you take. You take that portion. You don't take any less. You don't take any more. You take the portion that God gives you for the day to last and endure and persevere and to thrive and to be victorious in that day. Amen. And then I think like y'all brought up in Sunday school a little bit, we talked about pride. Pride will get you to the point where you start feeling really good. Man, I knocked out that today. I'm great. But guess what? Tomorrow's coming. So you got to get back and be prepared again to get ready for another day. But you don't have to be fearful or filled with worry about whatever the next day may bring, regardless of what achievements you had the day before. You just take those victories and you continue on. Say, well, God helped me yesterday. He's going to help me tomorrow. And you just continue with the joy of the Lord and the strength that comes with completely humbling yourself before him and relying on his strength as opposed to your own. Amen. Amen. So let's look at the next scripture text in Philippians 4. And we have to understand this, church. You may not always know where to begin, but trusting in God is a very good start. You're never going to go wrong with trusting God and trusting in what you've already learned, what he's already taught you in the Sunday school Bible study. Start from there, from what you know. And then continue to build on it. Philippians 4 and 9 says, whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, do what? put it into practice. And the God of peace will be with you. So it means whatever you've learned, taken in, now it's time to put some action behind it. Apply it to your life. Don't just take that knowledge and then you have it in your head. Utilize it. Use what God has given you. Amen. The Amplified Version says it this way. Practice what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me and model your way of living on it. And the God of peace will be with you. Amen. So church, what God is trying to instill in us is the things that you have learned from God, Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, the things that you have learned in his word and from his word, and not just learned it, but you've received it. So that means you've accepted it. It's not just something you read and say, okay, I know about what it says in Proverbs, but I accept this as not just as a knowledge, but as truth. Now I know I can focus on it. That means you not only have knowledge of it, you know how to use it. You've accepted it in your heart and your spirit and your soul. You've accepted it as truth. You believe and have received his word. God wants you to put it into practice now. What's the purpose of having knowledge, believing in that knowledge, and yet not applying it or putting it into practice? God wants us to do, not just know what's right, but to do what's right. Amen? Practice it. We have to exercise our faith. We have to practice it to perfect it or to get better at it. Amen? Nobody is perfect, but we can aim for perfection. We can all do better and be better by practicing what's right. Amen? And this pleases God. Think about practice and think about what exercising your faith really means. How many of you have practiced anything and got worse at it? No, usually when you practice something, you get better. How about when you exercise? How many of you have exercised and become in worse shape? No, when you exercise, you get in better shape, right? So if we practice this word of God, as we exercise our faith, you're not going to do anything but get stronger and more God-assured in any and everything that the enemy might try to throw at you. You have to know that I don't want to be naive about the difficulties of life. I get that. I get that we all go through some hard times at different points and different seasons. Things come at you in all kind of ways. But the word tells us that in the world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Because he's overcome the world, we can overcome, right? That's in John 16 and 33. So we have to understand that, so what if in the world you're going to have trials and tribulations? So what? I'm going to focus on being of good cheer because I know God's got me and it's going to carry me through whatever trial, whatever tribulation I may face. I know I will overcome because I have my Lord and Savior with me. And he's promised to be with me every step of the way. He's with me. And that is why God has called us to be fighters, to fight the good fight of faith. Amen. When life throws you a blow, you might get knocked down, but you're not out. Joy will come and joy does come in the morning. Amen. So God, it's important for us to understand God never promised to take away all your problems. Just because you become a Christian doesn't mean that you can settle down and expect God to make everything wonderful every single day. What you can count on is that God knows that sometimes you have problems. He knows that the world will pick on you. He knows that sometimes there may be problems at work or at home or school or wherever you are. He knows, church, but not only does he know, he cares. And you have to know that we serve a God that cares about you. Just like your parent, you know, is us parents that have children, you care about what your children go through. God cares about what his children go through. And you can count on his care. You can count on his love being there for you in those trying times of life. You can count on him to stick with you through all the trials and tribulations of life. You can lean on him and go to him. He'll show you how to act and react to trials and tribulations. You will not be abandoned or destroyed by anything that life brings. He will have to, you know, we have to take comfort that while God may not take away all our problems, he will be there to help you through them until the morning comes. Amen. And as I said before, The morning is a guarantee. It will come. Joy comes in the morning. That is a promise from God's word. Amen. We're not going to have to suffer through the night. The night is not going to last but so long. So through some of those most difficult challenges of life, we have to know that through Christ, we are more than conquerors. We are overcomers by the power and authority of God. We are and will not be defeated. Amen. So church, we have to equip ourselves with the word, the very words of God. A few passages of scripture that have helped me through some of the hardest storms of my life are these. 2 Corinthians 4, that verse 7 through 9, I'm getting ready to read to y'all, and on through 16, 17, and 18. And I'll read from the NIV here. Now, focus on joy. At the onset of this message, I said that has to be your focus. You have to focus on joy, and let me show you how you do that. Picking up in verse 7, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7 says, "But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us." We got to know it's from God. It's not us. Verse 8, "We are hard-pressed on every side." On every side we're hard-pressed, but, you need to underline that, but we're not crushed. So you might be hard-pressed on every side, but you're not crushed. That means you're not destroyed. So you have to focus on that part of it. The enemy wants you to focus on what you're going through, and God is trying to get you to focus on the positive end of that. That, okay, so what? You got hit. So what? You got knocked down. Get up. You're not crushed. The next one is perplexed. You need to underline, but you're not in despair. Amen? You might be bewildered. You might be filled with anxiety, but you're not in despair because you know God's got you. Verse 9, persecuted, but, and to underline that, I'm not abandoned. I might get persecuted on some days, but I know my God hasn't abandoned me. He's right there with me. Struck down, but, underline that, I'm not destroyed. I might get hit left and right, but I'm not destroyed. I'm still in the fight. Amen? Verse 16, therefore, we do not lose heart. And what's so important about that, church, is understanding that with all those things that the enemy might throw at you, verse 7 through 8 there, or verse through 9, when we pick up in verse 16, when it talks about not losing heart, we have to understand that all those things come at you, though outwardly we might be wasting away, yet inwardly, we are being renewed day by day. And that's the spirit man that you have to focus on. Because that spirit man is going to continue to help you go on from day to day. And you're not going to be bewildered and filled or perplexed by all the things that you might be going through because you're so focused on building up that renewed spirit that God has placed inside of you, this new creation that Christ is trying to shape you into, mold you into. He said we're jars of clay. He's molding us each and every day. Treasures in jars of clay is the way that verse opened up. Verse 17, for our light and momentary troubles. And see how God applies his adjectives to our life situations. We look at life as, oh man, this is rough, Lord. I don't know how much more I can take. Use God's words against the enemy for your light troubles. Momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs anything that you may come up against. And that's what joy is, church. That is joy. That means no matter what comes against you, I am so rooted and grounded in my faith in God and trusting in his power and authority over whatever may come against me, that I have joy about it. I can laugh at the enemy. We saw in Sunday school lesson how God laughed at foolishness. We need to laugh at the enemy because the enemy is foolish to think that he can do anything to keep us down. Amen? Verse 18, so we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary.
But what is unseen is eternal. That's joy, church. That's the focus. That's the perspective we have to have each and every day. Romans 8:35, we're more than conquerors. We have to know this. Picking up in verse 35, Romans 8 says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or the sword? Verse 36, as it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Verse 37, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. That's joy, church. I can have joy when I know I'm more than a conqueror. I'm not just a conqueror. I'm more than a conqueror. Amen. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor any else in all creation will be able to separate me from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. That is joy, church. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. He loves you so much, he's not going to let anything happen to you. Amen. He is with you through every storm, through every trial, through every tribulation of life. He's right there with you. And he's trying to get us to take the focus and the perspective of being a fighter, being a conqueror, being victorious in everything that we are faced. But he wants us to rely on him. And relying on him means we got to have faith, and we got to have trust, and we got to have the courage to continue to press forward. Amen. We are more than conquerors. 1 Timothy 6 and 12. Let's turn there quickly. 1 Timothy 6 and 12. It says, fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. And understand this, church. I've always given this definition. Faith is believing and acting on that belief. It's saying, God, I trust you. Jesus, I believe in you, in what you have called on me to do and to be. And because I believe in you, Lord, I'm going to act on that belief now. Now I'm going to act accordingly by all those things that I have learned through your word. Now I'm going to act on them. I don't just believe your word. I'm going to act on it. That's what faith is, believing and acting on that belief. Having the knowledge and applying wisdom is knowledge in action. Amen. So I have this knowledge from the word of God. Now I'm going to apply it. As I apply this knowledge from God's word, now I'm acting in wisdom. And as I act, A-C-T, that's action, that's courage, and that's trust. Amen. I have to act. I have to have courage, and I have to trust in God. So church, when you are down, keep loving. When you feel like life is beating you up, keep doing what's right. When you feel like evil people or the enemy keeps trying to trip you up, keep doing good. I read a devotional reading, and it quoted 1 Peter 2:20, when it says, when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God. It went on to say that the best way to respond to wrong is to do what's right. Amen. So you continue to do what God has instructed you to do, and you'll have the joy and peace that passes all understanding. And I'll close with Galatians 6, 9, and 10, church. And it says this simply, and let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season, in seasons, the due season always comes. In due season, we shall. It didn't say we might or you could. It says we shall reap. But the condition is you can't faint. You can't give up. You can't throw in the towel. You got to keep going. So if you're a fighter and you got knocked down, you hear that bell ring, it's time to get up and start another round. But go with the faith and the confidence that God gives you. You are equipped with everything that you need to defeat the enemy, to conquer your day, to accomplish every aspiration that God has planted into you. Every dream, every aspiration that he's planted in you will come to pass. You just nurture that seed. You nurture that talent that he's given you, and so it can be cultivated into a great and wondrous harvest for God's kingdom. Amen? So don't get tired of doing what's right. Whatever is ailing you, don't give up. You may be down, but you're not out. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Take comfort in his help. Find hope in his strength. I may be down for a moment, but I'm not out. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I'm going to fix my eyes on Jesus, church. I'm going to keep going to keep my focus on joy. I'm going to remember that the joy of the Lord is my strength. Praise God. Praise God. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for your word today. Thank you, Father God, for your strength that you give us through your son, Jesus. Thank you for the victory in every circumstance and situation. Thank you, Father God, for equipping us with all that we need, the full armor which we put on each and every day to serve you and your kingdom. We thank you, Father God, for the power and authority that we have over the enemy. No weapon formed against us will prosper. So we thank you, and we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen.